You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl, and Sun King Brewery. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major Seventh. The entire crew is here, starting off with my man Longevity. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. A little sleepy.
It happens.
Yeah.
Comes with age.
Comes with really bad sleeping patterns as
that
well.
That too. I'm not mad at that. My man Jay Moore is in the building with the, well, you know, I ain't gonna count his pockets. But just know, you know, the thing.
He really counts his pockets every time
that he wears. That thing will run you a little bit.
Like, not to count his pockets, but let me count his pockets
real quick. Yeah, so when you're out in the street, you see Jay Moore.
Yeah, it's nice, man. Nice ensemble there, brother.
Yeah, it's something I picked up on.
Oh, I know you picked it up. Yeah.
You know, this is the Reebok.
Calgary
Flames, yes.
Okay,
Calgary
I can dig it.
I'm not a hockey person, so I don't really know.
But yeah. It's all good. To my immediate left, DJ J Div. What's happening, man?
Salutations.
How you doing, man?
Welcome
you
all back. Right? I'm good.
Seem a little, are you bothered? Is everything okay?
You're kind of irritating today.
Okay. All right. Other than usual. That, though, you good?
Yeah, I'm good other than that.
Okay, just checking on you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. Likewise.
All right, let's jump into it here. Music. Red August ain't doing it. All right.
I need some music.
Shout out to my man, Red August.
Nobody's a sponsor.
Well, in my absence, Red August was stepped in and did a great job. So I appreciate you, brother, as always, doing your thing.
I thought the show ran so much more.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. I learned some stuff too. It was very, very entertaining. Like Terry's curl and
I'm just mad because you couldn't.
And
get
my window was dripping, by the way.
I remember that part. Yeah.
You know what we should do for our early segments?
What's that?
We should start pulling comments from YouTube and TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, going over those? We can do that.
It's random comments, maybe.
That works.
I learned also that two mid to bad albums have been still being talked about since I've been gone to now. Terry just told me conversations are still going on. But you guys covered those pretty well.
I think so.
Yeah, you know.
Covered them to death and they're still being talked about.
That's my thing. I thought the wave would have died down a little bit by now, but...
But one's being talked about.
Well.
Pretty Lover Boy.
Yeah. I laughed very hard when you said that on the last show. But, it was mid to me, you know. Nice formula.
I mean, we didn't ask for your opinion.
But I'm just going to say it. I don't care about it. We already talked about it. None of y'all. Yeah, I'm going to get my opinion out now.
Your opinion is null and void now, sir.
Yeah, it's
we put a stamp on that.
Album was mid. All right. But let's jump in, man. This first topic. Shout out to Hip Hop DX. So Mike Will made it. Producer. Says he's going to reunite with Miley Cyrus.
Oh, joy.
Despite her saying she's bored with hip hop.
Didn't we kind of talk about that before?
Yeah, we did a little bit.
But he's back. They stopped working together.
But then they came back.
They're
again.
About to come back now to start working.
But we talked about them potentially working again.
Did we?
Yeah, it was like 2-3 months ago, maybe.
I didn't know if he had decided back then, though.
No, it wasn't. The announcement that he's going to work with her again just came out a couple days ago.
Mm. Yeah, because my thing is like.
Maybe we can just tell the future because I remember we having this conversation.
Okay, yeah. I don't remember him confirming that he was working with her.
I don't even think it's about him confirming. It was just we were talking about it.
It came out. Something came out to where she was working with Mike Will Made It Again. And I
wonder why they just put that out then.
Huh. Well, if it's just him confirming, that must be what it is.
Yeah.
Well,
so, not surprised. As long as the checks are there, people compromise their principles and do whatever.
Yeah, it left a bad taste. I'm just looking at it like she said she was bored with rap, and Mike Will's like, well, I guess she's not bored now, so I'm gonna get to the bag. Like you said, like everything's based off the bag at this point. I saw Mike Son having that conversation, talking about how he's a big dude on quote unquote morals and principles and. You know, as it relates to hip hop and that type of thing. So he always talks about money being a driving force behind decisions versus, you know, some certain people in hip hop having integrity. And this one here is clearly about just bread. Like it ain't about quote unquote what we say with the culture or however you want to say that. It's like I'm about to get the bag. I don't care if she didn't like rap before. She like it now, so we about to be lit again.
Yeah.
You know what
Somebody
I mean?
Somebody ain't moving units like they used to.
Talk to them.
Like to me.
Yeah.
That's a part of it, too. Yeah.
She needs to... She needs that cutlet chicken.
Yeah.
That
Justin,
what?
Justin Timberlake about to get back to his... Blue eyed soul too.
Yeah, he took a little break and went in the woods or something, right? Yeah,
wasn't man that? In the woods.
Yeah, did y'all listen to that?
Yeah, it was terrible.
I mean, I'm gonna spin it because I mean, his track record is good, but that
true
that man walking through the wilderness in the woods was not cool.
Yeah, that the hey white people, hey this is me too
with the beard and everything.
Yeah, that's what that Justin Timberlake album was, and
so
that's what the last couple of Miley Cyrus is like. Hey, white people, I didn't forget about you.
So he's just, so it's time. Basically, y'all saying it's time for him to run back to Timbo and get back.
I mean,
the
thing is, he had Timberland and
for real,
you know, but had them doing stuff that was out of their pocket, but then also had some other people playing tambourine and banjo on it.
Tambourine and banjo.
You know, and found some people with hats and beards to back them up. And like, I remember because
somebody on there playing the spoons.
After the Super Bowl, I remember it was a big thing. Like, hey, you know, stick around for Jimmy Fallon. And it was like, and Justin Timberlake did all his Man in the Woods foolishness.
What was the reactions?
I mean, it was Jimmy Fallon, so of course people are going to clap.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, well, none of this is going to work anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, he toured it. He toured that show, but...
Yeah, he probably played a lot. But luckily, he has a catalog.
Yeah, he does.
Because it probably was very light on Man of the Woods
material.
That's
what I was about to say. Yeah.
Get out there and do that suit and tie and all that other stuff.
He can go back to...
that's a terrible song, by the way.
Justified.
I re-listened to that, like, maybe. I was like, well, this is, like, the... Jay-Z's part, the production, all of it is, I mean, it was very much of its time. Now it just sounds like something, unless I'm at a wedding, I don't see anybody ever playing that song again.
Mm. Well,
it wasn't I got a that question. Bad. I've heard a lot worse.
Am I having deja vu? Didn't we just talk about this?
Yeah,
maybe we did. Okay. I don't know.
So
I see your beard over there too long.
What's the over-under on the Fugees making all their dates?
I'm going to go...
Because it was announced that they're going to...
first of all,
tour.
Glad you said that. First of all, prize... Should be thanking the Lord. I'm talking about praise dancing and he should be very happy because I don't know if he was going to get a call to do anything.
I mean, he's got to smash it with ODB.
I don't think he was going to get called to do anything. So he should be very happy that they're going on tour.
So you counting his pockets?
No, I'm just, he might have had a bread, but I don't think nobody was calling. You can call folks that got bread that... Call folks that don't have bread. Phone wasn't ringing though.
He might be sitting nice. You never know.
He might be. Hey, the Score was a great album. You know, the ODB song did all right.
I bet he's still making decent residuals off that.
I wouldn't doubt it, but I'm just saying he's probably happy. He's probably the happiest about the call. As for Lauren, you know, we one of my favorite artists, but we know she tends to be
late
a lot. So
she said we should thank her for her lateness.
Hey, she killed that verse. I don't care.
Yeah, whatever. It's pretty decent.
Don't do that, cause I remember, I ain't say it was the verse of the year. I ain't gonna jump out the window. But she
I ain't
killed
thanking
that
nobody
verse,
for being late. I didn't pay my good money cause come see you.
Are you gonna
and
wait?
And then
though?
You decided that you wasn't even gonna come out sometimes, and other times you came out and gave somebody 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, that's whack. I can't argue with you
cool.
there. So what? I can't argue.
Applied mediocrity.
Look, yeah. Half the shows are going to be canceled. Or they're, you know, something's going to happen. There's going to be
record
or it's going to be Praz and Friends. Like they're going to have to bring out some, make sure they can keep John Forte.
Wait, did you say Praz and Friends?
Or I'm sorry, Wyclef and Friends.
I was about to say, what the tickets go for?
Praz is one of the friends. Yeah. So
is Wyclef and Cannabis.
Wyclef and, you know, they're going to have to make sure because there's something that tells me that like,
hey, y'all
Lawrence
got,
just not going to show up to a lot of
hey,
these.
Hey, y'all make sure y'all get them tickets for Praz and Friends, $8.25. You know what I mean? Like, cut it out, bro. But Jay Moore, I'm putting you on the record. You said half will
be
canceled?
Yeah, I think half the shows are going
to
be canceled.
Lone, what's yours? I'm writing this down.
I think they'll probably make it to about 75, 80% of them.
All right.
How many shows is it?
That I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
I mean, because like I saw,
if it's only four, then
no, because I saw 80%. Like they
there
have
you go.
Like by some of the, you know, some of them it looks like they have dates for certain cities. Some of them just have question marks for them, really? And I'm like, eh, I don't. If your city has a question mark
they
by it,
coming.
You might as well just don't buy tickets in advance.
Yeah, they ain't coming.
Make sure they're there that night.
You might want to watch on social media and make sure that they show up before you buy.
I need
ticket.
To know yeah. like what their relationship is like. Like are Lauren and
Wyclef
and Proz, are they all cool now? Or
I doubt it.
Is this just a money grab?
I think it's a money grab.
If it's just a money grab,
so it's Wyclef, Proz, and Lauren.
Yeah, I believe now
that's it.
Yeah.
Well, they say they're going to perform the score,
which is
front to back.
I'm not mad at that.
But I don't think they're going to bring like Rod Digga and Young Z on tour with them.
All right, so you got November 2nd, United Center. Okay, so.
Insane.
He's stupid.
So it's all November.
Four, five,
it's
six.
It's just weekend shows, it looks like.
Yeah, seven shows in November.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they're going to make all these shows.
Terry yeah. says they're going to make all.
They probably will.
All right. Terry says all seven shows.
I believe there's some kind of contract involved to where if somebody misses out on the show, they probably gonna owe some money to somebody else.
I was gonna say
that's a good point.
What if one member misses one of the shows?
No, that depends on which one it is.
What if it really is Proz and Friends for one of the shows? It's like
it's
the Wu-Tang Clan, but it's only like you got Master Killer show up.
It's gonna be
the
some
one Wu-Tang Clan concert I went to. ODB was absent. I wasn't happy about that, but they held it down. I mean,
well, that's what's gonna
happen. Still watch
like,
Wu-Tang.
There's
though.
10 of them.
Yeah,
yeah. So. That's just like when Bone was here last night, and I kept asking people, I haven't gotten an answer, but
I've never seen
was
Bone
Busy
in full.
Bone there? Because you know, there's always one that don't show up.
Yeah, I've never seen them
Bone.
In full.
I seen them at the Vogue, and they all were there.
Okay,
because TLC sure? was on the bill, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Every time I've seen them,
yeah, they all were there at the Vogue.
They haven't been in full every time I've been.
I'm gonna go with Terry. I'm gonna go with Terry, and say all because of the contractual part. Or they might have to pay.
Like Lauren didn't have a contractual agreement before.
Lauren, we ain't gonna count her because this is all them. If it was Lauren, I'd say a third of them. But since it's the whole group, I'm gonna go with Terry. Lauren Hill does concerts,
and she don't even sing or rap. She just show up and she'll get out there and give a speech. And then read a poem and then cry for 15 minutes. And
here you go, man. Like, don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, nobody's don't had that experience.
The cry part was extra. You didn't have to do that. She don't just sit there. She don't just sit there.
I'm
crying.
Sorry. Y'all didn't see that.
Crying's healthy.
Y'all didn't see the, you know, if it's a part of your emotional journey, whatever.
Yeah.
Cool. But we paid money to see you.
Well, skip her mental health and just go right to the performance.
You know, what about my mental health? I spent money that I probably should have used on bills to come see you because I'm that much of a fan.
My life's about to be out, and then you know, up here crying. I feel you. So, I feel you.
Man, that's just not being responsible.
Yeah, it's like,
I feel you.
Well, you know, you can say out. The same thing for Lauren when you know people are coming to see you and you show up 2 hours late knowing people got to get up and go to work the next day.
That's very true.
If it was Lauren,
that's irresponsible on your part.
If it was Lauren Dolo, I'd say a third. But since Wyclef in there and you know, contractually, I'm going to say that they make all of them.
Okay. I hope one of them is Proz and Friends.
I hope it's not. I really don't want to see Proz.
Is Proz Haitian too?
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
Man, I'm trying to understand. This is totally off the topic, but you know this whole thing going on with Texas and Haiti and and them being on some 1800s type shit.
Put that one down.
Well, I mean,
mark the time.
Yeah, about 9:49 on that one. Yep.
I say that usually say the same word every one.
Yeah, but then I have to go back through it and find it.
He don't care about you though. He don't care about you. Go ahead, brother.
But there are a lot of artists that are from Haiti
or have ties to Haiti.
Yeah, or have ties to Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they helping with the infrastructure and stuff out there?
Like, I think Wyclef is.
Do you think that they should, like, should they be liable to try to help with that? It's just a question.
If you're doing good, you should try to do good. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's
like
not
that.
Your, it's just like when if there's a rapper from Chicago.
Yeah.
Are they morally bound to make sure that there's an infrastructure there to help from all these people being killed?
It's a tricky question.
And you can say that for any rapper from any city, Houston, Miami, St. Louis, LA, New York. you know.
I mean, on pay, like, it, you want to say, you know, pay it forward when you get it. Like, if it's back to your, you know, to your native homeland or whatever, it's in the community, if it's in the at Chicago, your city, you want to pay it forward. But you said the word responsibility is like.
Is Haiti the place, if I'm butchering this, let me know. Is Haiti the place that had barbecue, the dude barbecue with the government, the official just got assassinated?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And barbecue, I forget his real name, but it was just like slang name. But
yeah,
I watched a whole like documentary kind of on that modern. It's very interesting, the polarizing sides of everything and the corruption in the government and U.S.'s involvement and all that other stuff.
Plus, and it's crazy because the United States owes so much to the Haitian Revolution.
Yeah.
You know, because the Haitians actually beat France. You know, Napoleon could not maintain
his dynamite.
He could not maintain what he had over in this side of the world. And you know what America got out of it? Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah.
So that whole chunk, that's due to the fact that, you know, the Haitians maintain, you know, establishing a free black republic, you know, and the fact that we've done so much I'm talking about the United States government has done so much to destabilize, you know, Haiti. And plus, like, natural disasters have just ravaged. And it's crazy because, you know, if you know your geography, on the other side of Haiti is what? The Dominican Republic. And this is a place where everybody's like, oh, yeah, we're going down to DR. We're going to do this. And it's like, it's just the other side of the island.
Yeah.
You know, so that, you know, it's crazy, you know. You know, crazy how we go from the Fugees to talking about the destabilization of nations. But, you know, this is the new old heads, and this is what we do.
It is what it is. Let's go ahead and jump into our next topic here. This one actually popped up today. Shout out to Long for reminding me because I saw it earlier but totally forgot. Did everybody see?
This is the second one.
I'm sorry?
You're on the wrong one.
Am I on the wrong one? My bad. I really want to talk about that, too. I got a story. I do.
JD's first.
JD. Yes. Mm-hmm. JD and Diddy. So did you guys catch the Fat Joe live?
Oh, yeah.
You saw it? Everybody saw
some
it?
Of it?
No.
Okay. Snoop, I believe, was the fourth square on there.
You're talking about when Drake was rubbing on Fat Joe's chest?
Nah, I don't even know what that is.
I know what he's talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but
he was like,
I clicked off of that.
He was like, did you... Today's price is
not tomorrow's
not
price.
Not tomorrow's price, buddy.
And Khaled just gets up and is like, "Oh, he got to make it corny." Oh, yeah,
Drake
I was cool.
Was extra comfortable rubbing on Fat Joe's chest. I'm just gonna say that. Yeah, and keep it moving.
I don't know what bothered me more. Fat Joe was a little comfortable getting his chest rubbed by Drake. So
I mean, it's all good. Do what you need. But
I stay out of grown folks'
business. Wasn't expecting it. I guess.
Yeah, I hope to never be that rich.
Yeah,
right.
But yeah, that was a pretty weird. He's stupid. That was a pretty weird moment. But Jermaine Dupri and Diddy been going back and forth about a possible versus. And Jermaine, I've said this before on the show, I don't think Jermaine Dupri gets the love that he should as a producer. That's always been my personal opinion. I think he is an all-time great. And I'm seeing people kind of, they low-key trying to play Jermaine as it relates to Diddy in this possible versus.
Jermaine.
I ain't say it like that. Don't even get me started on Jermaine because Jay Moore was just.
We talked about Jermaine Jackson earlier.
Yeah, so he killed the whole family.
Now we're going to talk about Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, JD, man.
Who's Diddy's brother, right?
No, man. Stop. Oh,
okay, sorry.
Anyway, man.
Metaphorically speaking, no?
No, man. Stop that. But but what I'm saying is, I think they trying to play him. But here's my question. And we talk about Diddy all the time. Diddy said I'd body you based off Mary J. Blige's first album. You know, stuff that he was a part of. My thing is, how do we do this? Because Diddy is an executive producer on a lot of these great records. He did not produce them. And JD called him out on the live, like, fam, Diddy named a record. He was like, I don't see your name on the credits, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Stevie J did that.
There you go. Mm-hmm. The Hitman. So I'm looking at it like, how do you do this? Because he has a point. It's like JD was stunned. I think you posted it on Twitter. He's like, I'm in the Songwriting Hall of Fame. It's me, Dallas Austin, Missy Elliott, and who's the fourth person he named? And Jay-Z.
The biggest stunt he said on there is like, Diddy can't buy his way into the Songwriting Hall of Fame.
I felt that when he said it, because JD is really hands on as it relates to the music process. So if we're looking at it from a versus standpoint, what do y'all feel about that? Should Diddy just be able to use all these albums that he's executive produced? Because people are going to say, oh, he put it together. He put this song here and that song there.
No.
Okay. Talk to me. Why not?
No, because if you're talking about a producer's battle, when you talk about the other producer's battle.
Okay.
You know, when it was the RZA versus
Primo.
Premier.
Yep.
Those are songs that it's say produced by RZA or DJ Premier.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
They
might have had to give some songwriting, some, you know, because of samples and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, and that's understandable. But when you talk about what Jermaine Dupri has done, like Jermaine Dupri wrote, you know, Jump, We Belong Together, and Welcome to Atlanta. Hmm. Like, it's pretty much spans.
Yeah.
You know.
And Diddy said it wasn't nobody listening.
Was a breakdance for Houdini on their tour.
Yeah. And when he said, oh, yeah, when Diddy said, no, I don't hear your songs at weddings. It's like, you mean you've never heard Let's Get Married? Yeah.
Like, that was a big stunt, but he's right. Like,
let me tell you something. Like, when you're, like, at this point, like, now, when there are different parts of the nostalgia wave that hit.
Yeah.
These Usher songs.
Come on,
and
man.
These Mariah Carey songs. Like, he could say, I'd body you with just Mary J. Blige and Biggie. Like, he doesn't have Usher and Mariah Carey right over here. You know?
Like, Confessions ain't nothing
like
that.
Like, he doesn't have his name on.
And production.
He doesn't have his name on diamond plaques.
Yeah.
Like, you got to understand. Like, you might have said, hey, turn the drums up on this or whatever. You know, like, but you didn't. Produce Juicy.
What do you think?
You didn't produce One More Chance.
Let me ask Lone from a producer standpoint. What do you think about that, man, as it relates to how this should be looked at? Because we've had the conversation on the surface about
beatmakers,
executive producer,
producers.
Yeah, we've talked about that. But what do you think, man, in terms of these two guys going at it? Because I have nothing wrong with what JD's saying. I think everything he's saying is valid, and it gives him more credibility in this thing, in my personal opinion.
I don't think JD and Diddy is a good matchup.
Why not?
Because Diddy doesn't deserve to be in a versus.
Not against Jermaine Dupri.
You preaching right now.
I mean, and I'm not a huge Jermaine Dupri fan, but you can't take away from what he has done as a songwriter.
Talk to him, Lone. Like,
you know, even as a producer, like, I know a Jermaine Dupri beat when I hear it, and I don't like him. But you can't take away who Jermaine Dupri is. Can't take away who he is. So I think Jermaine Dupri's, even though he's wants Diddy to do that, like, he's above Diddy, in my opinion. So maybe Diddy and Dr. Dre do make more sense, because we don't know what Dre's produced in the last 2 decades. I don't know.
But he put a little flavor on some things here and there.
Maybe.
But the stuff that but my thing is, Dre has more that he can pull from that he actually produced than Diddy does. Yeah.
I don't know if Diddy's ever physically made a beat.
Diddy is more like Khaled before Khaled was Khaled.
So let's do Diddy and Khaled.
He's way better than Khaled.
He's washing Khaled.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
we're talking about that.
Let's have the judges be the newer generation and the older generation.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he's still washing Khaled.
I don't know. The judges might be screaming, "We the best," if they do it that way. Go ahead, man. What's your thoughts?
It all comes down to semantics.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with you. I mean, if we're talking about an executive producer, or whatever he credits himself as,
excuse me,
over somebody that actually is hands on with every artist and is putting his pen to paper.
Yep.
I mean, he's not enlisting Dr. Dre to write his verses for him.
Right.
He's not enlisting Skills to write his verses for him.
True.
If JD wants to write a song, he's going to write it himself. No, so if we're talking semantics, if we're getting down to somebody that's actually produced something.
Yep.
Then all day JD, but if you are including someone's executive catalog,
mm-hmm.
then I mean you got to give it to Puffy at the end of the day, because both of them have transcended culture. Don't get me wrong,
for sure
they both have shifted the culture on their own merit, but JD is more hands on. Whereas Diddy is more pressing buttons and making sure to match up the work, like, let me get this person with this person. Let me come in here, the final version. Okay, that sounds good. Even on the Biggie movie, he wasn't producing nothing in that movie.
Yeah.
He was just in the studio.
Set a
and
team.
Somebody was like playing.
Great team, by playing, the way.
You know what I'm saying? Stevie J doesn't get enough credit if we talk about
100% agree.
I just don't care. Dejot Angelet. Yeah. Get, you know,
they don't get the credit agree. They deserve because they single handedly were running that camp back then.
Yeah. I mean, if Versus is about artist and artist going head to head, then Diddy does. To me, Diddy doesn't belong in that conversation. No matter what he's contributed to as an executive producer, let's put Diddy as a rapper up against somebody.
Well, I mean after, he's going to be going up against people that wrote his rhymes.
Yeah.
So exactly. I mean, he's that's why I mean, he doesn't belong in my opinion.
So he's not all right because I seen somebody make the
don't do that, Long. Don't do that. Don't do that.
The correlation between him and what's my guy's name? Y'all threw me off with the
one.
Yeah,
cut it out, man.
One,
cut that out.
Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones.
I thought about Quincy.
So Quincy Jones, he actually was a musician first.
Yeah,
brilliant musician.
But he executive produced Thriller and Off the Wall.
I just don't think Diddy matches with anybody.
Well, no, I'm not saying he matches with Quincy Jones at all. I'm just saying as far as Quincy Jones' stature is, he has two albums under his belt that he executive produced.
Three
that he executive produced
as well.
Are three of the best selling albums of all time. And I couldn't tell you if he played a bell, a piano key, or anything on those, but he structured them.
Yeah, he was on a lot of those songs, he was the arranger. Rod Temperton did a lot of the, you know, you're talking about the first, that's who did the writing and a lot of, and some of the arranging.
But what you just said, though, even that, to me, is more than.
No, that's what I'm saying.
As it relates to but what Quincy was talking about. When Quincy he said arranging.
The, yeah,
like,
Quincy was in the room for all those songs. Yeah.
Like literally arranging that, like the records, though.
There are songs that Diddy just put his name on. Let's
that's what I'm saying.
Real.
Except like, for, like I give him credit for Ready to Die. This is a time where Diddy's hungry. This has to pop. You know what I'm saying? So I can see him being in the studio a lot with that. I can see him being in the studio a lot with Mary J.
But
he had just got this job with Uptown Records. He has to make sure this sounds good.
Yeah.
That this has my name on it essentially as an executive producer. So I have to make sure that it sounds right. I think he kind of got past that stage to where he just hired the right people and knew what was going to come out that room.
He's a businessman. That's what you do in business.
Yeah.
And
it is.
Look, this is the only way Diddy, I feel like, if they're going to really do this matchup to where Diddy wins, if they make it Bad Boy versus So So Def. Because if it's just So So Def, then you don't get the Mariah. You don't get to use the Usher songs.
Yeah.
You have to go with just Escape.
Does Bad Boy get to use Mary J. and Jodeci?
Well, that's just it.
They're not Bad Boy.
You get to use Mace, the Locks.
It doesn't matter.
Black Rob,
still gonna wash them,
Faith,
yeah.
Carl Thomas. You know, you get there's enough Craig there.
Matt. Loon.
Like I'm just don't do that. I'm just looking at the track list right.
Fundisha. I'm sorry, y'all don't remember Fundisha.
I'm just looking at the track list right now. The Ready to Die track list, just off GP. Like Diddy's name is listed. He's listed as a producer for the intro. Then it goes easy.
That's probably just because he was talking on it.
Yeah. That's my point. Easy Moby, like Primo, Lord Finesse. Like Chucky Thompson.
I've never seen a picture or even heard a story of Diddy making a beat.
I'm not mad at you.
He might bring a producer a sample.
Yeah, but I've never heard a story. I've never heard somebody tell a story of Diddy like working on a track.
I mean, he's an executive.
He's not in there tapping out on the MPC.
No, he's making ideas.
He's listed as an executive producer for Jay-Z's American Gangster. And all he did, he heard about them making the album and was like, hey, yo, Playboy, I'm so inspired, blah, 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 blah. I want to be a part of it. Next thing you know, he's listed as an executive producer on the album.
You could use Nas as an example. He used his homie as an executive producer for album.
Yeah, Ill Will.
Ill Will, he's not even here.
Facts. Facts.
So, I mean, you can throw that title around however you decide you want to throw it around. He might have did that so that his family can eat off something.
And I'm not here like I wasn't, we didn't come up in the Bad Boy era, and I'm not saying, you know, their impact is beyond, like, you can't tell the story without it. So we're not here for that.
Hey, I listen.
It's just as it relates to.
I listened to Diddy's album a lot when I was a kid.
Come on, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not, we're not here for that, but I'm just saying as it relates to this.
And No Way Out was actually a good album.
It was.
It was.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear Diddy be like, all right, and then he plays Unbelievable in his set. I'll be like, fam, come on now.
Y'all didn't see Suge out here doing that mess.
No. No.
Maybe it should be Diddy and Suge.
No, it should not.
All up in the videos.
Dancing. Yeah, man, I'm Red August said Master P.
Nah. I give Master P a little bit more respect.
Yeah,
Master P was writing his own verses, at least.
True.
Yeah
he might not have been on the beat machine. Shout out to KLC and them. But he was definitely penning his own verses and, you know, songwriting and all that. But I lean more towards JD in this, because you have my respect if you're more hands on, because songwriting's not easy, man. And I just
don't think they match.
Yeah. It's just a bad match for that. I agree.
I'm just saying Jermaine Dupri can go into a room with a keyboard and a beat machine and a pen and a pad and come out with something that winds up being number one.
That's a fact.
What's I don't know if Diddy's ever done anything.
That's a fact.
What's crazy is when JD extended the offer, how Puffy kind of just played him like
that's what I'm talking about, you can't sit at the same
table with me. It's like, come on,
what,
man. If I'm telling you, if as somebody in the music, you know what his track record is.
Facts.
For you to play him like
I'm not in the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying.
That's disrespectful.
The only person
that can come in the ring with me is Dre.
Yeah.
Dre ain't even messing with verses. They said Dre was like,
yeah, this ain't for me.
He was sitting in on the Teddy Riley little debacle.
Yeah.
And that's when he decided, yeah, I'm cool.
And like Dre, people think Diddy's like the only person that could do it would be Dre. And I'm like, fam, Dre really could start in like 88 on you. And go all the way up until, I don't know.
Say Dre started at World Class Wrecking.
That's what I'm saying,
and
man.
Stopped at Doggy Style. He's beating anybody.
Bro, like, Diddy doesn't
make beats.
We didn't get the Eminem, 50 Cent. Like, come on, man.
Why are we even talking about Diddy?
Yeah. Like I said, this is when Dre was making. This is when Dre was really in there tapping
Cut
it out.
Cut it out,
maybe him and Yella. I mean, but that, other than that,
I'm just saying, man.
I think
about Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Listen,
Diddy just put himself in a position to where he could.
People are really
questioning
him now.
He could pay his way in.
Yeah.
And he made it happen. He is very successful at it. But as far as actually producing some stuff.
Hey, JD. Nah, fam. Nah. JD checking him on them credits live, though. I laughed out loud when I saw that.
I mean, I'm happy JD did what. I'm glad he did that, though.
I would rather see JD and Dr. Dre.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah, it's closer.
I mean, I don't think I'd be interested in that, but
closer.
I mean, apparently, yeah.
JD got classic records in three different genres.
Facts. Puffy was on live, like, ain't nobody listening to Criss Cross.
Money and like, thing.
All right, but he has more than Criss Cross.
Confessions is a classic album.
Yeah.
That's R&B. That still today holds the crown.
He got
Mariah Carey.
All of Escape's catalog.
Is pop. You know what I'm saying? And she held the crown as far as a pop
and they got
side of things.
Him
for
and Mariah got bangers.
Yeah. Once Versus turned into pop music and all this other stuff, I got even more disinterested than I already was.
Would you like to see Pretty Lover Boy performed in a Versus?
Yeah, he can go up against Kanye.
They talking about
with no security. That's what I'm like. That's all I want to see. I want to see a Versus with no security.
Yeah. I don't want to see them in there doing this to each other.
You're no,
like,
man.
Be like, my house in Calabasas is nicer.
They need to
and
cut
Drake's
that
like,
out.
And Drake's like, calm down, buddy.
Yeah. Calm down. Let me rub
if
your
we
chest.
Want to keep it a buck, though, because we brought up the Drake and Kanye thing.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be good.
Drake technically has not reached Kanye's status as far as albums are concerned. Kanye has
okay.
4 to 5 classic albums in his pocket.
Yeah, but Drake's got singles. He's the single master.
That's true.
And when you're talking about when you're talking about verses.
Yeah, that's true.
That would save him in that is those singles, those records. Yeah. He can run those
plus
off back to back.
I think he's a little more, I don't want to say relevant because they're both relevant, but Drake's like hits are still kind of fresh on people.
Yeah. Be clear though.
A lot of Kanye's heat, a lot of these,
for
kids,
Kanye,
a lot of these kids that like the Drake stuff, they were like 5.
Kanye out the gate 6. Though, Drake can't sniff his catalog out the gate.
But when it comes to verses, neck and neck.
Yeah.
Especially, right, we're not comparing albums. We're comparing.
And we're not, even, featured on and we're not even talking about production. We're just talking about raps.
Yes, that's true.
Long, can we shout out our partners real quick?
Sure, Mike, can we shout out the partners real quick?
See if he's ready.
Let's see.
All right.
Partners.
Welcome
Dr.
back,
Coleman
Michael.
Of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Hey, our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. Sun King Brewery is what we're drinking on every episode. Check out their many local locations, and they might just be selling in your city if you're not in Indianapolis. And the best way to support the new old heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
Yeah.
All right. We are bike. Shout out to Red August. Don't do that.
Bike,
man. You know who Plies is. Don't do that. Mm. Plies been a little quiet, though. I ain't seen Plies in his antics in a while.
He's shy. Now. That's what he say. He's shy.
No, yeah. he took out his gold teeth.
Yeah, he got as the old folks say, he got real teeth is now. So
good for him.
All right, man.
So he just got teeth implants? What happened there?
I don't know if he just brushed his teeth or if they
you gonna play him like
I know I mean
so he brushed his teeth and they magically just appeared.
I mean, he took all the other stuff off of them, is what I'm saying. Then just brushed them probably.
Well, all right.
Got some scope with a little
rather than
with
just a, using if, scope. And,
with a jewelry cleaner and chaser.
Ooshie. That's serious right there.
Gargle a little bit of that and came out pearly whites. I feel
out here looking like Kirk Franklin.
That's veneers. Brother, I heard.
Don't do that, man.
What?
About to do that. No, I'm not about to do that.
I thought exactly that was about to do.
Don't do that. All right, so let's. No, let's go and let's talk about Lil Brother, man. Shout out to Lil Brother. I saw this today. Shout out to Lone, too, because I reposted it earlier and hadn't thought about it. He threw it in the chat, so I appreciate that. So Fonte had a post on IG where he's basically going off on ABB Records. We all know that was their first label. Mm-hmm. Dude named Benny B, who I actually have a story about, I'll tell y'all about. But he says, we are asking our fans to not support ABB Records by purchasing the repress of The Minstrel Show or The Listening. We have not seen a dollar from the sale of either record ever. Hashtag LB Business. He also said, he goes on to say, stop running The Listening on all platforms. Don't cop any vinyl. So they're really calling out, Ben Nickelberry is his name. But he goes by Benny B.
And we talked about this.
That's a shyster name.
And we talked about this.
it is, ain't it?
We talked about this before it came on, but ABB is who they released The Listening on. They released The Minstrel Show on Atlantic.
And it's unfortunate. Lone and I, we actually did have this conversation about, they probably were able to recoup over time.
Yeah, I'm sure ABB has made their money back on streams. They've had to.
But this.
No, because Listening is not on streaming.
Oh,
it isn't. You're right. It starts with The Minstrel Show, doesn't it?
And they just put.
He's right. Get Back.
Left Behind. Yeah.
Those just left started back. To pop
they
up.
They just put those He's maybe right. about 2 or 3 months ago.
You're right.
So at one point, the only thing on there was like, I think The Minstrel Show.
And maybe a couple of those early mixtapes.
Yeah.
Like the Chillin' Circuit or something.
Yeah, those are on
there. Did they put out The Get Back and Let Back, but were those Atlantic Records too?
They had left Atlantic. Yeah.
Okay. No, I think.
If I'm not mistaken.
Were those back with ABB? I'm not sure.
I'll look that up.
Yeah, Google that long. But my thing is with this, is like when I saw this, I laughed, not at their situation, but the fact that me and my homie Pete Sake and my boy Maine, we were talking to Benny B in college. My homie Pete Sake sent him some music. This is back when we had to take the CD and mail it off. Right, for it to get to him. And there was a point where Pete probably talked to him once a day for a whole week. Mm-hmm. I talked to him on the phone as well. And even back then, he was like, Pete Sake was telling me, like, I don't got a good feeling about this dude. Like, he got our music, and then we'd hear from him, then he'd disappear. And we hear from him, then he'd disappear. And, like, all of the stuff that he was talking about, none of it came to fruition. So it kind of took me back to a crazy moment when I read this, because it doesn't surprise me at all.
What did he like do some foul shit with your music?
Well, what he did was he promised us certain things in terms from a placement standpoint, from a show standpoint, from you know, I'm gonna fly y'all out, all the typical stuff that you hear, and none of that stuff ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he basically played us and sold us a dream. You know, so when
and you guys were kind of similar to the little brother,
same.
It was like one producer, two MCs.
Yep.
type thing.
And I could see he was starting to that might have been a wave he was trying to go towards. So
Get Back was actually on ABB Records.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Get Back and Left Back.
Left Back.
But as it relates to this though, I hope they get their bread. Like I'm not gonna stream it. Like I want them to get whatever they're owed, because you're talking about two iconic hip hop albums with the Listening and the Minstrel Show.
Right.
Is there a reason why Ninth is left out of that conversation?
Which one?
Yeah, he's what's not going tagged.
On. Like they didn't tag Ninth on any of this stuff.
Oh, really?
Because yeah. I seen when I popped up, I hit to see who I was tagged in it. So Pooh is tagged in like the record label when the guy that you're talking about.
Yep.
But he doesn't mention Ninth at all.
I mean, I know they're supposed to be. I don't want to talk about people's relationships and stuff like that. But I do remember that even when they were talking about when they were doing their newest album, that the way that it was going, Ninth wasn't like on board with how they wanted to release it, mm-hmm. and so they just didn't work with Ninth on the album.
Right. He started off in the fold, though.
But I'm saying, but he was on the Minstrel Show and on the Listening.
Yeah, so
they're supposed to be cool, is what I was getting at. So I don't know if there's something weird there, or maybe he had a different deal. I don't know why.
I don't know if the relationship is quite back yet. I don't think so.
I feel like Pooh and Ninth's relationship got re-solidified with their new project. I don't know.
But maybe not him and Fonte just quite yet.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. That's grown man business. That's their own stuff. So I don't know. But yeah, I didn't notice that. So that's an interesting observation.
He's not, to Terry's point, he ain't tagging nothing.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man, but I hope they get whatever they deserve, because first of all, they deserve it. And those are two phenomenal albums back to back.
Yeah.
Like, y'all remember when them came out?
It's a De La situation, kind of, it seems like. So ABB Records is repressing that vinyl. I'm going to put that streaming stuff up and try to
get that money up.
I don't know how much money they made. I remember Fonte telling the story about
the advance.
I think it was for Atlantic Records.
50 G's?
It was like 50 grand because they bought a van.
Yep.
And the van cost like, I don't know what he said, like $48,000 or something. It was like their entire advance. That's what they went on tour with or something. It was 42. I don't know. Like they spent all their money on an advance, and that's what they toured with around the country until I think it got broken into or stolen or something. But crazy story. But yeah, it's interesting, I guess. Just as somebody like, you know, Little Brother is like one of my favorite groups ever.
Right.
Period. Like I came up on Little Brother.
True.
You know, Fonte is my favorite rapper, one of my favorite hip hop personalities.
Period.
So. You know, it's interesting to hear.
I'm gonna put y'all on the spot real quick. Which album is better out of the two that we're talking about?
Minstrel Show.
Yeah, I like Minstrel Show more.
I mean, the Listening is incredible. It's raw.
You can tell it's raw.
And you got to understand, at the time it came out, I just felt like hip hop wasn't. They weren't making hip hop like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And like they say, you know, they always tell, like, Little Brother comes from where the Little Brothers of.
But it doesn't.
Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul.
Native Tongue.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, though.
What doesn't?
That's not actually. That was just Fonte said, he's like, that was just a.
Or was that something I just saw on the boards?
People, it just caught fire.
Okay. That really wasn't true.
That never
it
was.
It had me fooled.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, hey, yeah, that's what I saw, you know, because I was heavy on the OK Player boards at the time. Yeah.
I thought that idea was dope.
Download little snippets and getting remixes of stuff that people were doing. But I still think Minstrel Show, like conceptually front to back.
Yeah.
I mean, they just nailed that.
Yeah, they did.
And it was.
There's not a skippable track on there.
And there was just something that
I think
the public wasn't ready for.
I remember hearing Speed.
Even the Percy Miracle song is fire.
Yeah.
I remember my homie DeCarlo played Speed for me.
Ski.
Um, And I was like, where are these dudes from? He was like, North Carolina. I'm like, with this sound? He was like, yeah, they from North Carolina. I was like,
and he makes beats on Fruity Loops.
Yeah, and I'm like,
everybody kept bringing that up.
So I remember hearing Speed and being like, these guys are, I might like this. You know, and as we went through the album, and I love the listing, but I'm with y'all, man. The Minstrel Show is classic.
The Minstrel Show is the first thing that I heard. But this, again, this was the internet. Like, I bought a CD of the Minstrel Show, but
I did too.
All their other music I have bootlegged. I mean, I probably still have it.
Actually. Chitlin' Circuit,
everything you can think of, all the B-sides. Like, I saw Fonte share something the other day with a song called Step Back or Step Away with A-Trax. Mm-hmm. I got that. I've had that on digital since 2008. It was a vinyl-only release. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I've got, like, all their stuff. So,
no, I
was a fanboy.
No, I remember because once again, this is when I would go on the OK Player boards because there'd always be something somebody would talk about and be like, inbox me. And, you know, I remember I didn't have the whole album, but I would just burn all the little brother stuff I had. Okay, we're burning this to a CD.
Just one CD. Yeah.
Just, you know, and I might have it on there with a, you know, because it was when you could burn MP3s onto a CD.
Yep.
So you could have like
still do that.
2 or 3 hours worth of music. Yeah. And so, like,
700 megabytes.
But then at a place in St. Louis, this is when I was driving back and forth from St. Louis to Carbondale, and I stopped at Vintage Vinyl in the U City Loop. And I remember they had a stack of the listening CDs, and it was only $7.99.
Oh, you hit a lick.
And if I'd have known what I know now, I'd have bought like all 5 copies instead of just one for myself.
Hmm. Yeah. You hit a lick finding it at that price.
Oh, yeah.
I think I paid. I drove.
If you try to get it on Amazon now, you're not getting it for $7.99. You believe that?
I bought it right up the street from the spot that closed across from Paco's. It used to be a record store.
Oh, Rockabilly's.
Yeah. I drove from Anderson to come get it. I think the CD was $15.99.
Talking about which one? The listening?
Yeah, the Minstrel Show.
That's what I got the listening for $7.99.
I think I bought the Minstrel Show from Sam Goody.
Yeah, you should have copped all those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should have copped
them all and left them sealed, but you didn't, you know, you don't know at the time.
Yeah, you ain't thinking like that.
Yeah. But nah, man, shout out to Fonte, man, and Pooh. I hope they get their situation taken care of because that's whack. And you get what you owe.
These people need to get hands laid on them, to be honest with you. I'm tired of all this. This just shady business practices going on and people acting like they can't be touched because they're a lawyer up or whatnot.
Sometimes
people need to go on here and put hands on these cats because
whoop a little ass.
This is getting out of hand, man.
I feel like
I wouldn't be able to. you messing with my money. You messing with how I eat. All of that, and it's like a game of cat and mouse to them.
Yeah,
mess with my family.
So it's like you gonna press up my vinyl, sell it for probably $35.
Easy, come on, easy, man.
And not give me anything.
Nothing.
We might make a t-shirt to go with it. It might be a sticker. It might be a whole bunch. Might be a bundle.
You might get a digital download. You know how it goes.
Yeah, they're going to jazz it up. Because, I mean, Lil Brother has a following. Like, they're going to jazz it up.
But this is the thing. It almost doesn't matter. I saw this happen with Morris Day and the Time just recently because Rhino was going to, it was like I think it's like the 35 year anniversary of their first album or 40th.
Yeah.
Can't remember. Numbers time relative. But the thing is, Morris Day was like, I don't know anything about this. Nobody asked me about here it is, my name, and this is my, and so basically everybody who played was like, yeah, we don't support this.
Yeah.
And Rhino had to reach out to him and like kind of delay the release and say, you know, they were like, we made an error in this. We are, and we're not going to put this out until we have the involvement of, because everybody who was in Morris Day and the Time is still alive.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Run me
my money, man.
I mean, I guess these companies are so used to dealing with people who are either dead or cracked out or whatever.
Man.
Or idiots.
Yeah. Morris Day is still out here doing shows. He wrote
buried,
books.
Man,
still,
what,
yeah.
the, what, these, what these snakes do, they bury themselves in contracts that make it okay for them to do things like that. That's why I'm saying they need to be touched. I'm tired of this. You're hiding jargon in these contracts to where you can do things like that and then can get away with it. So purpose. In turn, the artists have to be like, hey, y'all, don't buy it and don't stream it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they can't just walk up on them and take all their product from them.
I mean, Dave Chappelle had to do the same
exactly.
thing.
I'm tired of that, man.
He right on that. Somebody need, yeah, he right on that.
That's just foul practice.
You
like,
know, if you're not going to contact the people, if you're going to put out anniversary collections and special on, commemorative, man. And you're not even going to involve the people
come
who
on,
are
man.
Still alive and out here still working and playing those songs, you
that
know,
ain't it, man.
You know, 100, maybe 150 nights a year. Come on,
that
man.
Ain't
what,
it.
What part of the game
would,
is that?
I would rather, the artist himself sent me a burnt copy of the album signed.
I'll take that
versus
yeah, I'll take
buying
that.
this copy that's all pretty and stuff from somebody that, and they ain't even
sure.
they ain't even getting any money off of it.
Yeah,
that's just whack.
Look,
man.
If I got a CDR of the Minstrel Show, but it was signed by Pooh, Fontaine, Ninth, I'd have more value in
yeah.
that than going out and buying, you know, the ABB commemorative.
Hey,
whatever.
You'll see a framed. Blank CD is what you will see.
I got Fontaine's last album signed.
So,
which was a good album, by the
very
way.
Very good album.
All right. Yeah, shout out to them, man. I hope they get every dime they're supposed to get. And mm-hmm. I saw a lot of people on my timeline sharing that as well. So they got a crew.
Put hands on these folks.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Let's get this last topic in before we get out of here. I saw this on my stories. Y'all probably didn't see it. But it was a topic about Rolling Stone's 500. I don't think I'm gonna ask you if you saw it. Did you see the 500 greatest songs?
Your stories of that fire.
You
that
ain't
you
see
you'd
it.
Be like, no, y'all probably didn't
you
see
ain't it.
See it.
Maybe he's saying that trash. We
oh,
don't know.
Well, maybe yeah.
You ain't see it. Did you see the list for Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time?
Yeah, I saw it because
they're
put
doing
out,
Rolling Stones.
They put this out every.
Did you see Carson Daly's response?
No.
All right then.
All right, well, what did Carson Daly say, Mike?
Basically, he was hating on the top 10, and every bad thing that he had to say was related to hip-hop music being in the top 10. Hey Ya came in at number 10 all time, and Get Your Freak On was number 8.
What?
That's kind of what I said.
That's what I'm saying. But
the thing with Rolling Stone rankings of anything, and we've had this conversation before.
Catch Your Freak On number 8.
It's number 8.
The number 8 song of all time?
Number 8. And come Carson on, Daly man. Was like, fam... Y'all couldn't put in Johnny Cash or Elvis, or he was naming all these people. He's like, I mean, I like Missy like everybody else, but 8? And I'm like, when I first heard him, I'm like, oh, he just hating on the hip hop. I thought Missy was 25 or 30 or 40 or something like that. When I read the list with Lone, I saw it was 8th. I'm like, yeah, that might be a little high for
man,
Get Your Freak
suspect,
On.
Man.
I don't know if I put Get Your
I'm
Freak
not
On
mad at,
the
but are we we're
top
not,
10 of Missy songs?
Can
much
we,
less the top 50 songs of all time.
I'm here thinking, do I have songs better than Get Your Freak On?
Can we all agree
like
that Hey Ya is cool at 10?
Hey Ya is one of the best songs ever made.
Yeah.
I'm good with Hey Ya.
No, I can't hate on that.
I'm good with Hey Ya, but Get Your Freak On number 8, I don't know about that one.
Now that's,
of all the other hip hop songs ever, that is, in fact, that and that's two. Spots better than Hey Ya?
Yes. But here's a catch.
Troy,
I mean, here's the flip
side. Troy's better than that.
Troy's better than that. Public Enemy Fight the Power is number 2.
Of all time.
Of all time on this list.
Come on, man.
You still mad?
Is John Lennon's Imagine on there?
It ain't in the top 10.
Because that's a really
Aretha
great
came
song.
In at number 1 with Respect.
Number 1 song of all time.
Respect.
Written by Otis Redding.
Shout out to Otis Redding.
I didn't know he wrote that song.
I didn't either.
Hell, he did it originally.
Oh, did he?
I like his version better than Aretha's.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Why? Because it's true?
No, it's not. Aretha's version is better than that. No, don't do that. What's up with all this hate on these...
That's not hate, Mike.
That's not hate.
Okay. Go ahead, man.
If you don't like it...
If you don't like it, that don't mean that he's hating.
No.
Try to comment.
See if you can get consistent on this.
I'm definitely inconsistent right now.
I wouldn't put Respect as a number one song...
No.
Either. I would.
No. Oh, y'all just out here.
Man,
no.
I can't stand a Rolling Stone charts of anything.
I think Bill Withers has 4 songs better than that song.
I would put.
Stop alone saying Bill Withers, though.
I would put Temptations, Just My Imagination ahead of Respect.
Respect?
Yes.
I ain't make the list. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't put Just My Imagination at number 1.
I would put One More Chance by the Jackson 5 above Respect.
What?
I don't know. That's just me.
I would put a material girl in a material world.
You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. So look, real quick, man, I'll at least run down the top 10 for y'all.
Maybe take on me.
So
yeah, let's hear this.
I'm going to give you the top 10. I got it because there's clearly some
respect.
So we got Hey Ya at number 10. We're okay with that, correct?
It depends what everything else is.
He's shaky.
We'll see.
All right.
His Tears for Fears in the top 10.
I'm about to read them, sir. Fleetwood Mac, Dreams, number 9.
That's an awesome song.
That's
a good song.
All right. 8, Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On.
Sorry.
They can miss me with that.
I'm sorry.
They can just ax it.
The Beatles, Strawberry Fields Forever, 7.
That's not even the best Beatles song.
Come on now.
Okay. I'm just reading the list. Number 6, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. Don't anybody say anything stupid.
I can dig the placement of that being in the top 10 of any music. All right.
Let's not get carried away now. Stop, Long. You're going to put something number one. Yeah, let's not get carried away.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, 5.
It's not even the best Nirvana song.
I can see that being in the top. That could be in the top 25 songs.
But it's not even the best song on that album.
No, it's not.
No.
Your Nirvana game is high, too. Your Nirvana game is high. Let's see. Number 4.
Come As You Are is better than that song. It is. Honestly.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone, number 4.
I feel like they have to put a Bob Dylan song somewhere in the top.
Yeah, I can. I mean,
nothing.
I guess.
No, and it's a cool song.
Cool.
Sam Cooke, Chains Gonna Come.
Top 10
great
song.
Great record.
If you're gonna put something, that should go before Respect.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh man,
that's a top 10 song.
And then we got P.E. Fight the Power and Aretha.
No.
So the P.E. way too high, right?
That list is hard hat cat.
Get your freak on out of here and put P at number 8.
I need to. Why ain't Tears for Fears? Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Why isn't like.
That's not a good song. I don't know if that's a top 10 song, no.
Is it top 20 at least?
Top 40.
Top 40?
Top 40.
Oh. Okay. Maybe I just like it for other reasons.
I mean, yeah. I mean.
So is there anything in this top. Well, the top 10, I mean, it's 500 songs, man. So I don't know. It's all subjective. What I'm saying is, are there, you guys are easily naming certain songs that are glaring where you're like, man, that could easily be in the top 10. Are there any JB records that should be in the top 10?
James Brown?
It's a Man's World.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I was going to say It's a Man's World could be close to the top 10. To me, that's a great song.
Ain't no Smokey Robinson song.
None. No Smokey songs. No Temptation joints.
You know how many songs that man wrote?
That's what I'm saying.
How do you not? I don't know. If they don't have the Tracks in My Tears somewhere in the top 25, then this whole list is not.
I don't even know Smokey in the top 25, man.
They don't have Tears of a Clown.
Come on, man.
Where we at on time, Red August?
You can never get these lists right.
No, you can't. True. But you can get them damn sure wrong.
Yes. For you to compile a list of 500 songs, and these are the ones you come up with to be the best ones?
Yeah, man. I mean, if we had more time, maybe in the post show, we can go down the rest of the list.
Where does Stairway to Heaven belong on that list?
I think Carson Daly said that was one of the songs that he said.
Where's Purple Rain?
Yeah.
Purple Rain, yeah.
I'm looking for some Mike. Like, I ain't even see, you know, we talked about Mike earlier when you was hating on the Jackson family.
She's gone.
Yeah.
Like.
What about Just the Two of Us?
Nah, I don't know.
Use Me. Like, yeah. I'm telling you.
You said Do Me by Bella DeVoe?
No, I said I said, what about On Our Own by Bobby Brown? That's definitely
great song.
In the top
That
two.
Got to be in the least, I don't care where, but it got to be in these 500.
Footsteps in the Dark.
So many good songs.
All right, man. Well, maybe we can go through the rest of it in the post show.
Yeah, but the top 10 is trash.
I guess we all in agreement that the top 10 is tripping. So.
Respect, number one song of all time.
Stop hating on Aretha Franklin.
I'm not hating.
I
could put it in my top 25.
It's a tone, though.
But because
somebody was watching.
Somebody
the Blues
was like,
Brothers.
Oh, yeah, we, you know,
they was
let's make
the
sure
Blues
let's,
Brothers and got nostalgic.
They was like, let's make sure we have a woman at number one. That'll be good for us. With all the stuff
and the title
on.
Of the song is Respect, and we respect you, Queen, so we're gonna make you number one.
What about, they got no house records in there. What about Feel the Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Boys?
And on that note, appreciate everybody.
Where's the Bob Marley and the Wailers?
We appreciate everybody.
Hey, that's facts, though.
Yeah, all right.
What, Marky, what you said? What was the last one you said?
Well, he said Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Oh,
man. Yeah, where's Bob Marley in their top 10?
Okay. That's a good one.
Three Little Birds. Come on now.
We ain't got no Lil Zane in there. Hey, we ain't got
You always got that one cousin, man. It's that one family member.
He's got that one song that's pretty good.
Lil Zane. He ain't in the top.
careful.
I ain't no careful. He's not.
All right. I think we've been told. Yeah. We need to wrap it up. keep going. Oh,
Red August said, keep going.
So okay. More about Lil Zane. All right. So
what about, there's no Whitney in that? There better be some Whitney.
Yeah, we're going to find, it has to be some Whitney in there.
And we talking about songs sung better than the original.
Is this
I Will Always Love You is definitely sung a whole lot better by Whitney than it was by Dolly.
Yeah, but facts. You know what? Is a song by Whitney that does not get the love. You Give Good Love. Yeah.
You ain't lying, boy.
Because and the thing is that, so for all my DJs out there, like, that song has been brought back into the cultural relevance because of Power Book 3. If you trying to look for some other song, because a lot of y'all closing with the same songs every night.
Is that is you need good? Is that one of the songs you'll see the brothers standing around on?
Oh yeah, because no, they stand around all because they don't know how to talk to women. So
okay,
where does Africa belong in this list?
By Toto,
yeah,
that's a good song.
I hate him, but he's right. It could be in there.
He's definitely right.
He's right.
I mean, it belongs. But he's petty, it's better though. Be in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's a great record, though. You're right.
That song was being played while my daughter was being born.
Mm. Word.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what's up.
That was over the speaker.
Fingers.
Yeah.
All right, man. So that's going to do it for this episode. Shout out to the chat. Y'all were live. I saw y'all tonight. We appreciate all the comments. Stick around for the post show. As always, you know, find us on anywhere. Just Google the New Old Heads. You'll find us anywhere. And TikTok, we booming out here, man. We really starting to grow. So appreciate y'all's support as always. And we'll see y'all next week. Yeah. Shout out to all the comments, too. See y'all next week. Peace.
In a minute.
Yeah.